Has God been good to you? Amen. If you have your Bibles, let's go to Matthew chapter 10. I told you a lot of times I'm riding down the road and I get a thought and I'll put it in my phone so I can go back and study it and think about it. I got a phone call this week and somebody was asking me a question and I got to thinking about it. Matthew chapter 10. When you get there, let's stand. I'm trying not to get ahead of myself. I'm going to read the scripture, and then we'll get to the message. Amen. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the name of the 12 apostles are these. The first is Simon, who is called Peter, Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of Samaritans enter ye not. But rather, go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass for your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name, and we thank you, God, Lord, that you covered some of this in Sunday school this morning, Lord, and I pray right now, Lord, you'd help us, God, as we try to preach this, and God, move me out of the way. Touch hearts, God, convict hearts, and we'll make sure you get all the praise, all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Verse 8 says, Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. When I asked you this question, I want to ask you a question. Who's the person that you know in your life, and every one of us can think of somebody, if you've been in church for any amount of time, that was the most plugged in to God? Who's the one that comes to your mind when I say somebody was plugged into God? Who's the one that comes to your mind? The one that comes to my mind first is Uncle Leonard Mayfield, Preacher Chris Rumfelt's uncle. Preacher Jack Lasseter put it this way. He said, most of us pray in 110. Uncle Leonard prays in 220. Amen. Uncle Leonard, I remember going to his house when he lived in the old house up in Hayesville, and Preacher Chris took us by there, and Uncle Leonard had that rock. It was still out there in the dirt at that time, David. We've seen it now. It's in the foyer of their church, but that's the rock. They called it the praying rock, and that's where Uncle Leonard would go and pray every day, rain, sleet, snow. It didn't matter. Wes, he was on that rock praying. Preacher Jack Lasseter said one time he went by there and was saw Uncle Leonard, and he said he went out there. Uncle Leonard was praying on his rock, and he said, he asked Uncle Leonard, he said, Leonard said, would you mind if I take a picture of you praying on the rock? He said he bowed his head. He said he looked back and said, God said it would be okay. That's when you plugged in. So who's the one in your life that you can think about that was plugged in? Let me go ahead and tell you a little something about that person. They didn't get there by accident. Jesus sent forth his disciples. And a lot of times when we read this, we wonder, you know, what was that just back then? And a lot of this stuff was for that back then. A lot of this stuff was for that when they would go into these towns that they would know these people were sent by God. But I believe there's still power to be had now. The Bible says, and the question was, somebody asked me, were they able to raise the dead? Well, the Bible says in Acts chapter 9, verse 39, then Peter rose and went with them. When he was come, they brought unto him in the upper chamber, and all the windows shut by him, weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas had made, which she was with them. But Peter put them all forth, kneeled down and prayed, and turned him to the body and said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she said she had died, and Peter came in and prayed for her, and she came back to life. Amen. The Bible tells us about a situation in Acts chapter 20. The Bible says that Paul had got long in his preaching. You know, praise the Lord, a lot of people don't like it when the preacher gets long. But Paul got long in his preaching, and the Bible says there was a man named Eutychus that was sitting in the window, and he fell asleep while Paul was preaching, fell out a few stories and died. The Bible says that Paul went down there, laid upon him, and prayed for him, and he came back to life. Amen. I believe God still does miracles. I believe God still moves in churches. Amen. I like David said this morning, I do not believe in the gift of healing that God would put that on one man. I believe that the Bible says there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church, be anointed with oil, and the prayer of faith shall heal that one that's sick. Amen. I'm just telling you, there's power in prayer. Amen. There is power in doing what the Bible says do. Now, my message tonight would be this. Will God break the rules for you? Will God break the rules for you? Let me go ahead and tell y'all something. How many of y'all know that gravity is a rule? Amen. Y'all better wake up. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. Gravity's a rule. But we know from the Bible that God called Enoch out of here. God sent down a fiery chariot and got Elijah, amen. And I want you to, there's certain rules that we go by in our lives. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. I thought about it as we do our Easter play every year. Clint plays Peter. Clint jumps out the boat. Clint is a good man. I love Clint to death. Clint is one of our deacons. He teaches our teenagers, and Clint's a good man. And it looks good in the play, but Clint loves to fish. Clint ain't going to jump out of that boat. If he does, he's going swimming. It ain't to walk on the water. But Peter walked on the water. God broke a rule right then. When we study the Bible, we study the Bible and we see these people and understand some. These people were mere mortals, but God broke rules for them. I thought about the 10 plagues of Egypt when Moses comes on the scene. Moses has got that rod in his hand. He throws that rod down, and that rod became a snake. And the Pharaoh's magicians, they tried the same thing. They threw their rod down. It became a snake, and Moses' rod eat them. Moses was able to walk out to the Red Sea, take that rod, dip it in the Red Sea, and God changed it from water to blood. Moses was able to call down the fire, call down the lice and the frogs and all those plagues. Moses was able to, the Bible says that they put the blood on the doorpost. The death angel came by, and only one person in the house that didn't have blood died. Go, they get out of Egypt. They walk out to the Red Sea. Moses lifts up that rod, and God parts the waters for a million. They think close to a million people to walk through the Red Sea. That's breaking the rules, y'all. Amen. That's breaking the rules. They get in the wilderness. Moses strikes the rock. They get water from a rock. God broke the rules for Joshua. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 10, let me think about, would God do this for you? Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 through 14. Then spake Joshua unto the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeah, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged himself upon the enemy. Is it not written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hastened not to go down a whole day. And there was no day like that before or after it that the Lord hearkened hearken to the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. God broke the rules for Joshua. Joshua prayed and the sun stopped right where it was at. God broke the rules with Samson. Samson was a man just like, I believe, just like you and I. I believe if we would look at Samson, Samson would look just like any of these guys sitting in this church right here. But Samson, when the Holy Ghost came upon Samson, Samson walks up to the gates of Gaza, snatches the gates of Gaza off the hinges, carries them up a hill, amen. Samson takes the jawbone of an ass and wiped out 1,000 Philistines. That's God. That's when God breaks the rules. God broke the rules for the three Hebrew boys. Amen. Fire is supposed to kill you. And it didn't. Amen. God broke the rules for Peter. God broke the rules for Daniel in the lion's den. God broke the rules for Paul. So what made them different than you and I? John chapter 14. Jesus says this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I shall do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whithersoever ye ask in my name, with that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. How many of y'all believe that? See, the thing about it is, the problem is, I believe that God will do that for Robert, and I believe that God will do that for Tommy, and I believe God will do that for Greg, but I just don't know if God will do that for me. Now when I asked you to picture the one that you remember being plugged in, David, who come to your mind? Somebody plugged in. Preacher Davis. Plugged in. I never got to meet Preacher Davis. I knew Miss Annie Mae Davis. And I remember that some of the guys in Lancaster talking that said that this lady was so plugged in that when Y2K was supposed to hit, after midnight that night, somebody said, what if we missed a rapture? They said, call Miss Davis. If she's home, we all right. That's plugged in, glory to God. Jesus tells us, the Bible says in John chapter 15, verse 7, now listen, this is one of my favorite verses. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. Amen. Riley, pull up Matthew chapter 17, verse 15 through 21. If you want to take your Bible and turn there. Matthew chapter 17, verse 15 through 21. Put it on the screen. Now, I'm getting ready to get into something that most of us ain't going to like. But you'll never have power with God without it. You'll never be plugged in with God without it. Jesus comes down off the Mount of Transfiguration. He has got James, John, and Peter with him. They go up on the mountain, and we know what happens. They come down, and his disciples have tried to cast out a demon and was not able to. Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's the lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples that they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, for the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus saith unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you had the faith of a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Here we go. Howbeit, that's one of them clauses that puts two things together. Howbeit, or but, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. You want to get plugged in? When's the last time you missed some meals for a situation? When's the last time you gave up something for God? Never to pick it back up again. just because you wanted to be closer to him? When's the last time that you got so serious with God? You know, my wife said one time, she said this, and I've thought about it a lot. You know, we come in sometimes, and we'll take 10, 15 minutes of prayer request and pray 5 minutes. When's the last time we got serious with God about a situation? And I'm not talking about, you know, so, we'll do it again before too long. I still believe in 24-hour prayer chains. I still believe, you know, we can have a 24-hour prayer chain. Please understand why I'm saying this. Y'all know me. I love you. Chucky, we can have a 24-hour prayer chain, and I got to call people to fill the slots. We have a 24-hour prayer chain sometimes, and I have to stay out here overnight, Wes, because there ain't enough people to fill the slots, and I have to pray for them to fill those slots. When's the last time we really got in contact with God? Now understand, son, I know what the Bible says about when Elijah prayed down fire from heaven, a 63-word prayer. But you understand something, that wasn't the first time Elijah prayed. Elijah didn't wait till he got on the mountaintop needing the fire to fall, Greg. He didn't wait till that time to pray. He was prayed up when he got there, glory to God. He was full of the Holy Ghost when he got there. He had the power of God on him when he got there, so it didn't take a whole lot of praying to get the power to fall. When David needed something back in the day, and David called Preacher Davis to pray for him, David did not have to worry about that. Preacher Davis had to go out into the woods and get right with God and get things lined up so that he could pray for David. He knew when he made that call that everything was going to be all right because he had somebody that was plugged in. When's the last time you got plugged in? I read this at a meeting of a fellowship of Christian athletes several years ago. Bobby Richardson was the former New York Yankees second baseman. He's from Sumter, great guy. They asked him to pray. And this is what he prayed. Dear God, your will, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Amen. Let me read that one more time. God, dear God, your will, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Amen. When we get that kind of attitude, God can break some rules for us. Amen. I'm just telling you, when we get that kind of attitude, we can see that God can move. I was talking to one of my former pastors a few weeks ago, and I had heard the story, and I had kind of forgotten some of the details, and really didn't know. I thought I knew a lot about it, but I really found out I didn't. Preacher Ray Cribb, where Brother Mike is going to church now, Mike Haynes, Preacher Ray Cribb, he's preached here many times for us, and a good godly man. Amen. When he was born, help me out, 2 weeks after he was born. Is that right? 2 weeks or either 2 months, I'm not sure. Preacher Ray is the same age as Juwan's mama. They went to school together. But Preacher Ray said I think it was two weeks after he was born. His mama got the feeling bad. They took her, I think it was to Columbia Hospital. I think it was Columbia. And they opened her up, saw a big mass in her abdomen area, closed her up, and told her she had about 2 weeks to live. They called somebody, I can't remember the name, they called somebody that was plugged in. On 378 between Conway and Columbia, and I can't remember, it was right there before you get into Sumter, there's a four-lane road right in there. And the guy told the one driving the car, said, pull over, we got to pray right now. He said, but we ain't got nowhere. He said, no, you pull over, we got to pray right now. They pulled over right in the edge of a swamp, got out on their knees and asked God to move and asked God to touch. And I'm telling you, she finally died 45 years later. Amen. God broke the rules. I've heard people in this church talk about how they go to the doctor. The doctor's got an x-ray. They go back to the doctor and the x-ray has changed. That's God breaking the rules for you, amen. When Angie called and they took Heather, Juwan's daddy was in the hospital. They took Heather to the doctor. She had cysts on her ovaries. They said about the size of a golf ball or a tennis ball, I believe it was. And I'm telling you, that John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. Let me go ahead and tell you something. Every once in a while, God breaks the rules for you and you ain't even done nothing that was worthy of it. I remember getting beside the hospital bed in Conway, South Carolina, where Mr. Joe Mincy was dying of cancer. And I asked God, I said, God, I can't be there right now for my little girl, but I know you can be there. And the next day when they called, they said all the cysts were gone. The x-ray was better. I'm telling you, God can break the rules for you, but you got to do something. You got to be lined up. You got to be plugged in. You know how most of us want to live our life? We want to go over there and plug into the Holy Ghost when we need him. Somebody's going through surgery. Oh, let me go get plugged in. Somebody got sick. Oh, let me go get plugged in. And then the problem is when that situation is better, we unplug. Oh, we're still in the building. Oh, this is good preaching. We're still in the building, but we ain't plugged in. See, the problem is we know where the plug's at, but we ain't plugged in. And the phone call comes, and now you say, oh, I got to get back over there. And I got to get plugged in. There's a bad situation. I got to get plugged in. Let me call the preacher. He's plugged in. And I'm not saying I don't want you to call the preacher. What I'm saying is you need to be plugged in. Folks, I'm just telling you. If you want God to break the rules for you, you're going to have to do some things. When we study about fasting, Nehemiah chapter 9, they fasted. The nation fasted to get closer to God. And Esther, they fasted because they needed God's help. In Daniel chapter 9, Daniel fasted for the nation of Israel. Daniel was plugged in, but Daniel fasted anyhow. In Acts chapter 10, we find Cornelius had been fasting, and an angel come to him while he was fasting. This is after the resurrection now. Jesus is already gone. In Acts chapter 27, we find Paul fasting in the storm, and God brought him through that storm. What's your need tonight? What's your need? Do you need God to break some rules for you? Got a friend of mine. He's actually going to preach for us in our fall revival. I've lined up another Sunday night type revival in the fall, and he's going to be one of the preachers that come in and preach for us. Him and his wife broke up. They were at the verge of divorce. Was it 1 week away from divorce? 1 week away from divorce. Oh, they done threw their hands up. It's over. God said, no, it ain't over. That's what God can do. God can break the rules for you. Some of us got family members that we need help with. God can break the rules for you. Some of us got situations on our jobs that we need help with. God can break the rules for you. Some of us has got situations in our health that we need help with. God can break the rules for you. I still believe Jesus is on the throne, amen? I still believe Jesus is in control. I still believe what the Bible says, amen? Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. But there we go with that if again. Being plugged in, I ain't talking about, Ronnie, I ain't talking about with no 100-foot drop cord either. I'm talking about one of them short ones where you stay there. How many need some rules broke tonight? How many need God to move in a situation? How many need God to do something? How many tonight believe in the power of prayer? Can we get the band to come back up? Maybe the choir just come up and help. It don't matter to me. New power in prayer. I want you to bow your heads as they're moving this way.